Good morning, everyone. My name is Takuya Kitazawa, and this slide is already uploaded, so you can find it on Twitter. All right. Today, I'm going to guide you to the world of recommender systems in this presentation, along with introducing my experimental Python library for recommender systems. And my name is Takuya Kitazawa, and I'm a data science engineer at the startup company. And I'm a committer of Apache HiveMore machine learning library project, but unfortunately, the library is written in Java, so I cannot talk about it here. So, all right, so let's move on to the Python. And I'm going to talk about recommender systems. One of the most famous examples is something like on Amazon. And are there anybody who are familiar with what's going on behind the system? Okay, I can see a few people. I'm going to talk about it. Okay, in this talk, I will talk past, present, and future of recommender systems based on my personal experience. And historically, recommender engine has been built upon matrix representation of user-item interactions. So, for example, one of the most famous algorithm named collaborative filtering. So we can represent user-item interactions into a matrix and based by computing similarity between users, so rows of matrix, or items, so columns of matrices, matrix, can be find similar users or similar items. Based on the information, we can make recommendation, what kind of user is similar to this user. In Python, collaborative filtering can be implemented very easily. So, similarity function just compute cosine similarity between two vectors. So if you define a vector as a NumPy array, you can simply compute similarity between them. And based on the value, we can find a user who has same taste in that item set. Another algorithm which is more mathematically tractable is singular value decomposition. Based on a certain mathematical operation, we can decompose an original matrix into a tiny component which represents user or item characteristics. It also can be implemented in Python very easily. So we define a matrix and NumPyLinArg has a SVD method. So we called it. As a result, we have some factors. By computing product of that, we have some approximated matrix of the original matrix. In the matrix, we have a lot of values. So based on the value, we can figure out which user item pair is more promising on the dataset. And the third example is matrix factorization. This is more like machine learning. So the basic concept is very close to singular value decomposition. So we want to decompose into a factored, so characteristic matrix by using certain operation, but it's more like machine learning style code. So in Python, for the same dataset we've seen before, something like matrix factorization can be implemented like that. So we first, I don't want to talk detail about it, but we first randomly initialize factored matrix P and Q, and after that, by iterating each element in the original matrix, we update the factored matrices. And eventually, similarly to singular value decomposition, we can get some predictions. And based on that, we simply make recommendation which, based on which item user item pair is promising. And importantly, probably you know Netflix as a company, and Netflix plays a really, really important role in the field. Netflix, 2006, they held a competition at which offered a wide recommendation algorithm on their dataset. And some winning models are very close to something like I've talked before, matrix factorization stuff. But recently, someone reported Netflix never implemented the winning solution itself. Why was that? Because single recommendation algorithm cannot scale enough on their world situation. And of course, users' characteristics, our interests, or item properties can change as time passes. So in that sense, one of the most critical problems in the field is how to handle more complex and real-time data on a series of transactions. So I basically focused on this kind of topic, and I implemented the Python package, or I wrote some research papers before. More formally, I defined this topic as a streaming recommendation system. So as usual, a recommender first recommend top N items to a user, something like Amazon recommender, based on certain kind of recommendation technique. And after that, we, so users, interact some items on the web services. And here's the important thing, the kind of interaction could be immediately feedback to the model behind the system, and the model is incrementally updated on the fly. This is the difference between the classical one and the state-of-the-art recommendation technique. And my package, FLURS, F-L-U-R-S, implements some kind of streaming recommendation technique. You can install the package by pip, and also I have a GitHub. There are three basic concepts behind the package. Most importantly, I provide unified data representation. Recommender system itself is strongly depends on the data set. So what company or what kind of data set your company have. So in order to handle such kind of complex data, for us, my package provides a single unified data representation as a user or item classes. And also my implementation is somehow algorithm agnostic. So in order to implement recommender systems in Python, we probably need to implement very similar code repeatedly to make recommendation or to register users on recommender system. So I don't want to write something like that repeatedly. So I completely separated recommender specific implementation and model code itself. So you can extend the package by implementing some new algorithms on it. And also we want to evaluate the accuracy of recommendation in a streaming environment. So there is some appropriate evaluation scheme in the research field. So I implement that scheme on the package. And this is the overview of the algorithm internal code. We have user and item separated single classes, and each user item interaction will be represented as event. It contains both user and item. And importantly, like I said, recent input to the recommender system is more complex. Each user item can have a feature vector in it, or event can have context vector in it. And it's input to the recommender, and behind it, we have a model. And by injecting recommender itself into an evaluator, we can see some evaluation result. And how to handle feature vectors into a recommender algorithm is really important. And there's one of the most famous example algorithm named the factorization machine. This is an algorithm to realize feature-based recommender. So I extended this algorithm into an incremental variant in the past, so you can find the paper on archive. And I also implemented this on FLURS, this package. So using this package is relatively easy, and you can linearly write a code, something like that. So you first need to define a user and item based on the corresponding classes. And next, you need to create a recommender instance. In this case, I choose factorization machine, so I will call FM recommender. So we need to initialize it and register user and item. And next, we need to update the model based on the event. And finally, we can make recommendation with passing some context as a feature vector format. This is called context-aware recommendation. That's what I want to do there. And evaluator can show something like this kind of graph. This graph is coming from my previous paper, but you can plot things like that by using my evaluator, which is particularly appropriate for streaming recommender system. And like I said, extending this package is relatively easy. So after I implemented the package, I wrote another paper by using the package and implemented a new algorithm on it. So finally, I hope I have a couple of minutes to talk about the future. And scaling recommender implementation into a production is really difficult. And Netflix said everything is recommendation in these days. So you can see personalization in everywhere in a wide variety of format. So we need to combine a couple of recommendation algorithms or numerous recommendation algorithms or techniques into a real world systems. So, okay, I created this package. It's awesome. You can use it on your production. It's no way. So you need to combine the other components somehow. So that's why I implemented the package in Python. One aspect, in order to handle streamed huge amount of data, you need to probably need to implement some, you know, streaming infrastructure, like by using something like Spark Streaming or Amazon Kinesis or stuff like that. And Python and these kind of components, middlewares, really have a good combination. And also, in order to improve algorithm itself, we want to try and we undergo some try and error procedure repeatedly, so Python makes it easy, it's obvious. And yeah, most of you knows Python itself is really portable, so integrating with production code is relatively easy. So my package will be updated based on these kind of aspects in the future. And finally, I want to mention there are numerous other open source software for recommender systems. So you can get some inspiration from them, and you can customize, or you need to customize your own recommender systems by using some of them. That's it. Thank you for listening.
For maybe a couple of quick questions. I was actually really curious. How well does the system that you've built, because it's Python and it seems that each individual user has its own feature space, how well does it scale to really large data sets, like millions of rows and columns potentially?
Yeah, that's the thing what I'm thinking about. Actually, I did some experiment to write this kind of research paper onto this package, but it features vector space is very long or large, or data, the number of data sets going to be large. I encountered some problem related to running time performance. Okay. So, yeah, I need to improve that. I don't know. I have no clear solution to it yet, but probably it might be integrating some Python related thing or some distributed process or multi-core support.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it, but it's not yet.